Texas officials now say at least 80 people have died from flooding in the central part of that state. That includes children attending a summer camp in the area.
With more rain on the way, a desperate search for the girls swept away from a Texas summer camp. 28 children are among the more than 80 dead as storm-swollen rivers once again threaten hard-hit areas. In Kerr County, crews working around the clock to find the missing, including campers and a counselor from Camp Mystic, last seen near the Guadalupe River.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert, dozens remain missing across central Texas. This evening at the White House, President Trump will meet with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for the first time since the U.S., in coordination with Israel, struck three of Iran's nuclear sites. The two are expected to discuss a ceasefire deal for Israel's war in Gaza. Indirect talks between the Israelis and Hamas have been ongoing in Doha, Qatar, over the last few days. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. Republicans did not get all they wanted in the state budget, something Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says reflects compromise.
I think there were a lot of wins in a way that allowed us to have our principles, but also get Governor Evers some of the things that he was important to.
Governor Tony Evers signed the budget at 1:30 Thursday morning. Wisconsin residents accused of being part of a multi-million dollar interstate car theft ring have been federally charged. The U.S. Attorney's Office says from 2019 to early 2024, 23 people from six states named in the indictment were involved in the theft of more than 175 high-end vehicles. A former Kenosha teacher accused of grooming a student is heading to jail. 30-year-old Christian Enright sentenced to more than a year in jail. Prosecutors say Enright sent multiple Snapchat messages to a 14-year-old student, some with sexual implications. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 81 for a high this afternoon, with wind out of the east becoming north at 5 to 10. Tonight, partly cloudy. This evening, scattered thunderstorms after midnight, low of 64. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered thunderstorms with a high of 82. You can get faster internet and pay less with Whole Home Connect. Call them today, 800-217-9129. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 59.
Maximum hits.
Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. Good Monday morning, Dave Grant joining you. Hope everyone had a great weekend and happy Monday, everyone. Here is Modern English on Max FM.
Moving forward, using all my breath, making love to you was never second best. I saw the world crashing all around your face, never really knowing it was always mesh and lace. I'll stop the world and melt with you. See the difference, and it's getting better all the time. There's nothing you and I won't do. I'll stop the world and melt with you. We should know better.
Dream of better lives, the kind which never hate.
We should see.
Trapped in a state of imaginary grace. To save this human race, never comprehending the race at large.
some changes, but it's getting better all the time. There's nothing new and I won't do. I'll stop the world. I'll stop the world and melt with you.
No stopping us now.
I actually get to hear different songs all day long.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM.
Ground.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Happy Monday, everyone. It is 6:10 a.m. Let's take a quick look at that weather forecast because I know we're all so curious about that. Today, mostly sunny, beautiful, a high of 81. Tonight, we do have a chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly cloudy with a low of 64. On Tuesday, showers and possibly a thunderstorm are likely throughout the day, and we'll see that continue into the afternoon as well. Partly sunny with a high of 81. On Wednesday, mostly sunny, a high of 82. Thursday, mostly sunny, a high of 84. Taking a sneak peek ahead to Friday. Showers and thunderstorms are likely in the afternoon with a high of 84. Currently 58 degrees outside the Max FM studios. It is cloudy out as I'm looking outside. Calm winds this morning. A little bit of activity happening in downtown Baraboo. Lots of things are happening this week in the area. The first is, of course, the Sauk County Fair is back. That starts today. We will be broadcasting live from the Sauk County Fair all week, starting Wednesdays at 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. We'll be there Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. We'll be in the Big Red Circus Wagon. We're in a slightly new location. We're in the off the entrance of Washington Avenue again. As you come into the gate to your left, we're right there. So we're basically across from where we used to be. We have a great vantage point of everything that's going on at the Sauk County Fair. So, yes, we're excited about that. And we were out there yesterday working on getting the Big Red Circus Wagon set for our broadcast this week. So stop on by. Say hi to us. And if you have the free Civic Media app installed on your mobile device and show that to us, we will hook you up with Max FM swag. So, yes, we're doing things a little bit differently this year. We will not be messing around with the prize wheel because myself being with one arm and it's just not going to be as easy to move around out there. We said, you know what? We're going to make it easier for you as well. So, yeah, stop by. Say hi. We look forward to meeting all of you. That is something we enjoy. I was out and about this weekend. A couple of people in various places said hi to us. And don't hesitate to say hi to us. We always enjoy talking with you. That is something that I enjoy talking with everyone in the area. So, yeah, you can stop up and say hi to me. I have no issues with that whatsoever. So, again, thank you to all those that do stop and say hi to us as we're out and about, too. So, yeah, looking forward to that. Also looking forward to the fact that it is Monday. We are powered by the Powerline Coffee Company, located right at 108 3rd Street here in Baraboo. They'll be open at 7 a.m. Power your day with Powerline Coffee. Best coffee ever. And the best way to get a Monday morning started as well. If you need that caffeine kick, stop on by, say hi to the crew over there. They will hook you up with the coffee. My recommendation, Turtle Latte, either iced or hot. I like the iced version of it. I have to say it's something I hadn't tried before. And after trying it, oh my goodness. I know we had Seth in here a week ago and he tried out the cold brew as well. That looked pretty tasty too. So stop on by, say hi to the guys. They're open from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. 7 days a week. And they have food as well. So yes, power your day with Powerline Coffee Company. The other thing I do want to mention is Emily will be out today. She had something come up this morning, so she will be out today. We have a special guest co-host joining me. 7 a.m. this morning, the one, the only, Ben Bromley will be in studio. And it's not even Thursday. So, yes, we were talking yesterday, and Ben said, oh, yeah, I'll be glad to fill in. He's one of our people that was on our celebrity co-host list. So, Ben will be joining me at 7 a.m. We're going to talk about our cars and if we have a nickname for them. At 7:40, we're going to celebrate those birthdays and anniversaries with our celebrity birthdays. If you know somebody that's celebrating a local birthday or anniversary, text those in now, 608-355-9970. Or you can always text in via the free Civic Media app. At 8:10, we're going to have those gorgeous Sauk County Humane Society Animals of the Week. So we've got those here ready to go and to talk about this morning. 8:40, we will celebrate calendar days. We have a full slate ahead of us this beautiful Monday morning. We appreciate each and every one of our listeners this morning as well. We hope you're having a good day and that you had a great 4th of July weekend. That weekend went cruising by for a weekend that was, in our world, a four-day weekend. Next thing I knew, it was Sunday night, 9:30. I'm like, where did this weekend go? But yes, we did get to see the fireworks. Thank you to Barabooms and the crew that put that together. Thank you for everyone that helped make that a success as well. We were glad we were able to watch those from our vehicles. So
That was great as well. As a reminder, 99.7 Max FM is broadcasting live at the Sauk County Fair Wednesday through Saturday, 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. Stop on by, say hi to us in the red circus wagon. We're right at the main entrance off of Washington Avenue. So, yeah, stop by, say hi. The morning show is powered by the Powerline Coffee Company. Power your day with Powerline Coffee.
The Dodgers coming to town. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, game one of the Brewers and Dodgers tonight. Freddie Peralta, named to the All-Star game next week in Atlanta, will get the start tonight against Los Angeles right-hander Yoshinobu Yamamoto. The Brewers with a 3-2 win over the Marlins yesterday to take that series in Miami 2-1. Brandon Woodruff earning the W after a long road back from surgery. So what was it like being back on the mound?
It was kind of strange. You know, I'd be sitting here and the next thing it's like, man, I'm about to throw my first game in 2 years, and just everything you go through in the rehab and think back to, oh my God, just like the worst days. And then it's like, you just want to be able to just pitch in one game. You know what? If I just had one game left, that would be cool.
Pat Murphy on Woodruff's performance in his first game back.
Yeah, I mean, no one could have expected 6 innings, a 2-hit ball or whatever it was. I mean, he was sensational.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
99.7.
We're
90s and more, 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Grant, 6:24 on a beautiful Monday morning. The morning show is powered by the Powerline Coffee Company. Power your day with the Powerline Coffee Company. Get out and enjoy the day today. It's going to be beautiful. High of 81. We'll have a full look at that forecast in just minutes. Ozzy Osbourne took his final bow on Saturday from a bat wing thrown during his Back to the Beginning show with Black Sabbath. Now, it was a 10-hour event with over 40,000 fans in their hometown of Birmingham, England. And, you know, I'm going to play how it opened. We're not going to play the whole part of this because it takes too long to play. But here is Ozzy Osbourne taking the stage for the final time with Black Sabbath. He came out, did a set of his solo material, and here is how he kicked it off with Zakk Wylde on guitar.
Are you ready?
So again, we're playing excerpts of Ozzy Osbourne taking the stage for the final time with Black Sabbath. It was a 5-song set that ended with Crazy Train. So, yes, Ozzy Osbourne took the stage for the final time this weekend with Black Sabbath. We're just playing an excerpt of that. His vocals sounded strong. He's got a battle with Parkinson's and, you know, he's had a few other physical setbacks. But he's saying, I don't know, Mr. Crowley and Mom, I'm Coming Home in Crazy Train. He told the crowd, quote, I don't know what to say, man. I've been laid up for like 6 years. You have no idea how I feel. To thank you from the bottom of my heart. You're special. Let's go crazy. Come on. And then it's the first time that the all four original Black Sabbath members reunited for the first time in 20 years. Yes, it was a short set with drummer Bill Ward, but he did take his shirt off. So, yeah, that apparently happened. Let's see. Sid Wilson from Slipknot proposed to Kelly Osbourne backstage in front of Ozzy and Sharon. They've been dating since 2022 and have a 2-year-old child together. So, yes, that happened. And so, yeah, it was just a crazy night for them. But, yes, Steven Tyler surprised fans and performed Train Kept a Rolling and Walked This Way. So he was there. Jack Black appeared in a pre-taped segment where he played Mr. Crowley, so that was kind of neat. So other performers included Metallica, Guns N' Roses, Anthrax, and more. So, yeah, very cool. So, yep, that was from Ozzy Osbourne's final appearance on stage on Saturday. So, yeah, he was sounding strong there. I didn't get to see that, but I was glad I got to share it with all of you. More music mornings with Dave. The morning show is powered by Powerline Coffee Company. Power your day with Powerline Coffee Company, located at 108 3rd Street here in downtown Baraboo. Coming up, a look at weather and more great music on Max FM.
Here's orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Matthew Neeson.
Something different that we offer here at Reedsburg Area Medical Center. SmartKnee is a really exciting technology. It's an actual implant to monitor their recovery, to see how they're doing postoperatively, to put in some of the first SmartKnees in the entire country, but certainly in the state of Wisconsin is something we're very proud of. The data is all private, protected information. The SmartKnee is not a requirement. It's just another option we have for patients who are interested in that type of data.
Learn more at RAMC. Health.com.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car.
Love driving in my car.
You have a house.
Going in my house.
Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
Don't wait. See Chris Stanton today, your local agent in Baraboo.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount savings, and eligibility may vary.
Make time to visit Sandy Shores Tubing this summer for a family fun day. Located in Mauston and just 15 minutes from Wisconsin Dells. Enjoy the calm waters, secluded beaches, and magnificent scenery with a 3-mile self-guided float on the Wisconsin River. Or have fun on the inflatable obstacles course, which includes runways, tunnels, large slides, trampolines, mountain climbing, balance beams, and more. River Tubing and Inflatables Obstacle Course opens 7 days a week. Visit sandyshorestubing.com today to make your reservation.
World Finance, with offices in Baraboo and Reedsburg, welcomes you to the Sauk County Fair. World Finance helps customers navigate their financial challenges, offering loans from $300 to $8,000. Stop at the office or call 608-356-2294.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 81 for a high this afternoon, with wind out of the east becoming north at 5 to 10. Tonight, partly cloudy. This evening, scattered thunderstorms after midnight, low of 64. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered thunderstorms with a high of 82. You can get faster internet and pay less with Whole Home Connect. Call them today, 800-217-9129. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 59.
Maximum hits for the Dells. 99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. It's time to go crazy with Prince.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to get through this thing called life. And if the elevator tries to break you down, go crazy.
Hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave Grant. 6:37 on Monday morning. The morning show is powered by the Powerline Coffee Company. Part of your day with Powerline Coffee Company at 108 3rd Street in Baraboo. I hope everyone's having a great Monday so far. I was mentioning earlier this weekend cruised on by. I can't believe it's Monday already. It's Fair Week as well. We're kind of excited about that, I'll be honest with you. We will be broadcasting live this week, Wednesday through Saturday, 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. from the Sauk County Fairgrounds in the Big Red Circus Wagon. Thank you to Circus World Museum for helping us out with that as well. They brought the wagon over yesterday. Thank you to Wendy as well. She was out there yesterday helping get everything set up that we needed to, getting things prepared here. So thank you to her. She had a very busy Sunday, to say the least. Not only is she keeping tabs on me, she's also helping with all this setup. So thank you to Wendy. We're looking forward to being out there. Emily's going to be broadcasting live with me out there one day this week. Wendy will be out there. You never know who else is going to show up as well, or who we may just grab off the fairgrounds and say, hey, come and talk with us. We did that last year. Brian Dukes from Channel 15 was out there, and he was great to have on there. And I kept getting text messages from Corey Hartman. You're cheating on me. I'm like, yeah, no. So yes, Dukes was great to have on there. And unfortunately, I don't believe we will see any appearances from Corey Hartman. He is traveling all over the place this week, and he is not probably going to be available. So you never know, but I think it would be very surprising if we can get him in there for 5 minutes. So we'll see what happens. But yeah, I'll be there. Wendy will be there. Emily's going to be there. You never know who else is going to show up. So stop by. Again, say hi to us. We look forward to having everyone come by. This is something that we really enjoy doing, get to be part of our community. We have some Max FM swag we'll be giving away. Hint, make sure you have the Free Civic Media app installed on your mobile device. And so, yes, we are going, and it's something different we have not had for swag. So looking forward to that. It's going to definitely be something cool. There is your hint. Speaking of cool, let's take a quick look at our weather forecast, because it's going to be absolutely perfect today. Mostly sunny, a high of 81. Tonight, we do have a slight chance showers and thunderstorms with a low of 64. Tuesday, showers and thunderstorms are likely, and they continue into the afternoon, partly sunny with a high of 81. On Wednesday, mostly sunny and beautiful, high of 82. Thursday, mostly sunny, a high of 84. Currently 58 degrees and cloudy outside the Max FM studios in the Weicker Great Day building at the corner of 3rd and Oak in downtown Baraboo. Now, we know it was the 4th of July weekend, and they have the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest. And Joey Chestnut reclaimed the mustard belt for a 17th time at the Nathan's Annual Hot Dog Eating Contest on the 4th of July. He missed last year's competition due to a conflict of interest over a sponsorship with a vegan hot dog brand. Joey scarfed down a total of 70 and a half hot dogs in 10 minutes. Yes, you heard me correctly. He did it again with 70 and a half hot dogs. Here is his final tally on the 17th Hot Dog Eating Contest Championship. This is something that's a lot of hot dogs, if you ask me.
70.5 hot dogs and buns in 10 minutes. The Nathan's Famous 4th of July Champion of the World, Joey Chestnut! How do you feel?
I was excited. I love being here. Man, I wish I...
So, yes, he was excited to be there, and he did 70 and a half hot dogs. He wanted to beat his personal record, though, which he set in 2021 was 76. Quote, man, I wish I didn't need a couple more. I'm sorry, guys. My goal was 70 to 77. I really wanted a little bit more. I know it's going to keep getting harder and harder to break records. I'll figure it out. Joey still won by a landslide, though. The second-place winner, who dominated last year in Joey's absence, only managed to eat 46 and a half hot dogs. Again, they're doing this in 10 minutes. Yeah, that is insane. I can barely eat two hot dogs in 10 minutes. That's a lot of hot dogs. I don't think I would be doing it. I know I wouldn't be doing it, and I can't believe it. 70 and a half hot dogs. In the second place, ate over 40 hot dogs in 10 minutes with buns, mind you. Ooh, wow. I'm just going to say, wow. If you think you can do that, text me and let me know, 608-355-9970. Or text me the free Civic Mean app. You can also text me and just let me know your thoughts on eating 70 and a half hot dogs in 10 minutes. I couldn't eat that many hot dogs in one day. I'll be honest with you. That's a lot of hot dogs, 70. And if you think about doing that in one day, no way. I can't eat that much food. I like my food, but not quite that much. I like my hot dogs. Definitely not 70 of them in one day, let alone one week. Yeah, text me and let me know your thoughts on that one. Congratulations to Joey Chestnut. 70 and a half hot dogs, 10 minutes. He was back for the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Championship on the 4th of July. The morning show is powered by the Powerline Coffee Company. Power your day with Powerline Coffee Company, located at 108 3rd Street here in downtown Baraboo. They will be opening up in 18 minutes. Go by. Tell everyone hi. Coming up, we'll have 38 special on Max FM.
Power your day with Powerline Coffee. Conveniently located on 3rd Street in downtown Baraboo, enjoy delicious coffee and breakfast items, or stop in for lunch. Powerline Coffee has your favorite coffee, tea, soda, or other delicious hot or cold beverages starting at 7 a.m. every day. They serve breakfast sandwiches, pastries, croissant sandwiches, their famous BLT, and so much more. Check out their social media pages for musical entertainment and other events. Power your day with Powerline Coffee.
Rising country star Dylan Marlowe hits the stage July 12th at the Sauk County Fair.
Yeah, he's to the boys back home drinking Duro beers on a Friday.
Summer's never been so much fun. Tickets are on sale now. All fees included, no refunds or exchanges. SaukCountyFair.com.
At U.S. Cellular, we created an event called Us Days to celebrate our customers, like Tina here.
Yeah, it feels like a massive fireworks display just for me.
Uh-huh, and the grand finale is we're giving all customers a free phone with no trade-in.
What?
I said!
Celebrate Us Days at U.S. Cellular.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details.
What he said was, all customers get a free phone with no trade-in. Us Days is back. Going on now at U.S. Cellular in Baraboo, the Dells, and Reedsburg.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Sponsored by Armstrong Pharmaceuticals.
You're baby, it's all- inside your head. You think you're mad, too unstable, kicking in chairs and knocking down tables in a restaurant in a West End town. Call the police, there's a madman around, running down underground to a dive bar in a West End town.
In a West End town, a dead end world, the East End boys and West End girls. In a West End town, a dead end world, the East End boys and West End
RPQ Baraboo, W279 EG Reedsburg.
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Grant. 6:53 on your Monday morning. The morning show is powered by the Powerline Coffee Company. Power your day with Powerline Coffee Company at 108 3rd Street. They'll be open momentarily for all your caffeine needs. As a reminder, the Sauk County Fair is back this week. They start doing things today, and it's going to be a great week to be out at the Sauk County Fair. 99.7 Max FM will be broadcasting live Wednesday through Saturday, 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. We will be in the Big Red Circus Wagon off the main entrance at Washington Avenue. We're in a slightly different location. We're across from where we used to be. So, same area. Come through Washington Avenue. Look to your left. You'll see us right there. We are looking forward to broadcasting live starting on Wednesday, 3 p.m. Myself will be out there. Emily will be out there. Wendy will be out there. And we're not even sure who else is coming along, but we're going to have a blast. Stop by, say hi. Well, you'll have a chance to get hooked up with some Max FM swag. Meet us. We always look forward to saying hi to everyone and talking with all of you. That is the highlight of our week. I'm not even kidding you. If we see people on about, and if you see us, feel free to come up and say hi to us. We always are willing to talk. We love interacting with all of our listeners and being out and about. And this is our exciting week. So we're going to be out there. We're already working on getting everything ready for that yesterday. So stop by, say hi. Coming up at 7:10, Brent Brownlee's stopping in. Well, the shenanigans will ensue. But first, we'll be having a look at national news, regional news, and weather right around 7 o'clock. And we have a song on our request line. And, you know, you can always send in your text request, 608-355-9970. Or you can text via the free Civic Media app. So thank you to the requests that came in for Lady Gaga this morning. You can request songs at any time. Here is Poker Face on Max FM.
I wanna hold them like they do in Texas, please. Fold them, let them hit me, raise it, baby, stay with me.
I love it.
Love game, intuition, play the cards with spades to start.
And after he's been hooked, I'll play the one that's on his heart.
Face. I wanna roll with him, a hot pair we will be. A little gambling is fun when you're with me.
Russian roulette is not the same without a gun.
And baby, when it's love, if it's not rough, it isn't fun. I won't tell you that I love you, kiss or hug you, cause I'm bluffing with my and I'm not lying, I'm just stunning with my love glue gunning. Just like a chick in the casino, take your bank before I pay you out. I promise this, promises. Check this hand, cause I'm mama.
This is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. Rescue crews are combing through the damage left behind by a series of severe flash floods in central Texas. Over 40 people are still missing throughout the Texas Hill Country, and at least 80 people have been confirmed dead. Reagan Brown and his parents were able to escape the floodwaters and save some of their neighbors in the town of Hunt.
They were able to escape up the hill, and
They got word of their neighbor being stuck in her attic, so they went over and rendered aid and got her out. She's 92 years old.
More rain is in the forecast for the region for later today, sparking fears of additional flash flooding. President Trump has signed a major disaster declaration. The president is also scheduled to meet with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu later today. It comes as Trump has been touting a potential ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas amid the ongoing war in Gaza. Indirect talks between Israel and Hamas have been taking place in Doha, Qatar in recent days. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Neupert. The next two-year state budget passed last week in the state legislature, and we get more from Bob Hagan, what that means for the UW system.
The 2025-27 state budget includes $194.5 million for Phase 2 of UW La Crosse's Prairie Springs Science Center and demolition of Crawley Hall,